Passage number 17.
Mrs. Harris's husband died when she was 45 years old. She had a son who was 18 years old at that time. Mrs. Harris was not a widow for very long. She met a nice man who was a few years older than she was. And 2 years after her first husband had died, she married for the second time. Her son Peter was 20 years old then. Mrs. Harris had a nice, quiet wedding in the village church. And after that, they had the usual party at her house, for her family and her new husbands, and for some of their friends. But Peter was very late for the party. At last he hurried in, kissed his mother, and said, "I'm sorry I'm late, Mum, but I've been looking everywhere for a card which says, 'To my mother, for her wedding,' and I haven't been able to find one."
Exercise A. Which of these sentences are true and which are false? Write T or F in the boxes. Number 1.
Mrs. Harris was 25 when Peter was born.
Number 2.
She was 47 when she married her second husband.
Number 3.
She married him at her house in the village.
Number 4.
Peter was in a card shop when his mother's wedding party started.
Number 5.
He found the card he wanted in the last shop he went to.
Number 6.
He did not find the card he wanted.
Exercise B. Now answer these questions. Number 1.
Why did Mrs. Harris marry when she was 47?
Number 2.
Who was Peter?
Number 3.
How old was he then?
Number 4.
What kind of wedding did Mrs. Harris have?
Number 5.
What happened after the wedding?
Number 6.
Why was Peter late?
Number 7.
What had he been looking for?
Number 8.
Why hadn't he been able to find it?